Blog Talk Radio.
That's my collie roar. We are in this collie portal. It is a full moon in Cancer. It is an interesting energy of the new year. And we know that before we have the new, we have a death of our old self. I am personally 8 days late for my menstrual flow, 8 days late. And I started my PMS symptoms, my premenstrual symptoms, about a week and a half ago. And these premenstrual symptoms have made me very inward and highly psychic. I know that when I go through something, the women in the collective are going through it too. And all the people are going through it too, in their own ways, in their own times. But I know that when my blood, when my menstrual period is shifting, that means that it's shifting for a lot of women in the community, that there is heavy stuff that we are all transmuting. So, welcome to our Red Tent. We believe every woman has a story, and our mission is for every woman's story to be heard. My name is Aurora Ray. I'm the founder of ourredtent.com. And part of coming to Red Tent to share our stories is also learning our women's mysteries. And the Red Tent represents our women's menstrual tent, where women would come together and share, but we would also bleed together. Part of the women's mysteries is understanding our menstrual blood, understanding our womb wisdom, understanding that wombs are connected to each other, that when women come together in the Red Tent and they shed, a lot of times our blood time will sync up because of that massive shed. Our blood represents our energetic purging as well as our physical purging. So here we are, and I am 8 days late, and I have absolutely no signs of me bleeding anytime soon, which means that I'm doing massive purging and clearing and shedding right now for the whole collective and really getting clear on who am I? What is modern age? Now, what's interesting about our Red Tent is that we live in 2015, actually, very soon, 2016. And our Red Tent takes information from ancient wisdom, goddess culture, times when women were really in their power, when there were priestesses channeling the word for the people. Women who knew we were powerful because we are women, because we give birth, we hold a child in our belly, because we have feminine cycles and rhythms, because our wombs are connected to the tide and the moon, because we bleed and we do not die. Women are immensely powerful. We feel for everyone. And we are the seers. We have always been the seers. We have been the guide for sacred sexuality. We have been the guide for death. We have been the guide for birth. And it's because of our womb wisdom, which is connected to the everything. So I teach these mysteries to women who feel this in their cells. They know this to be true. And this is an ancient wisdom that doesn't seem all that relevant to the modern day. Ancient wisdom, knowing, which is so interesting. We're saying ancient because it's been so long since we've been tapped into our body. But guess what? We're in a reemergence now where more women and men are tapping into our body wisdom. So maybe we shouldn't be saying it's ancient day anymore. We call it a remembering. We call it a divine feminine reemergence, a rising of knowing our body wisdom. And there is a, how do I do this, how do I know all this, and fit into the modern day, where the modern day is so preoccupied with root security. How can I make the money to survive? How can I fit in to be liked by the people? How can I be a good girl for my family? How can I, but mostly safety and security concerns, which have nothing to do with the priestess shamana. This show is for women, and that's why I say priestess, shamana. I would love to be giving advice to men, too. And hopefully, if they are listening to this show, they are feeling their counterpart in their own selves. But I speak specifically for women based on my own body wisdom, because I am a woman. And there are specific experiences I'm experiencing because I am a woman, because I believe, because I birth, because I was raised as a woman in this culture, because I had eating disorder, because I had sexual trauma, because I have emotional flows and rhythms that are related to my hormonal cycle that men are not experiencing. I have memories related to my experience as a woman that men will never know. And our power as a woman for having these experiences. We need to reclaim it from the darkness, reclaim it from the shadows, and bring it to light and say, whoa, we are powerful. But in the society, there isn't a lot of room for woman's power as we know it, the body connection, the knowing of our connection to the everything, in a world that's focused on root security, because guess what? A woman who knows her connection to the everything knows that she's safe, knows that she can leap, knows that when her spirit says she has a calling, she has a purpose, that she goes for it, because there are illusions that keep us trapped. And you could say those illusions are very real. I have student loans to pay. I'm a mother and I need to take care of my child. Real stuff. But I say feel into your body knowing, because your body knows the way, and there might be solutions that aren't of the common ethical norm for you to find where you're actually meant to be. Because we have been brainwashed into a system that wants us all to be stagnant good girls and good boys and be focused on the fact that we are looking pretty and we are making a lot of money and we are, so we're going to take all that away and really focus on, for you, woman, what does a powerful woman look like? Well, according to the Women's Mysteries, these are secrets that women have kept that relate to women's power based on their body wisdom. And they have been secret because they have made patriarchal society, not just men, but the society that we have been in, this Christian society, uncomfortable. In fact, women were burned for this wisdom. There is a fear in being powerful. There is a fear that we will not be loved if we are powerful. So the first step of being powerful is knowing that you have power because of your emotional flow. You have power because you bleed. You have power because you create life. You have power. And it's not just claiming back like, oh, this red blood. You know, it's knowing the purpose of the red blood. It is your energetic shed. It is your emotional spiritual shed. But why, the reason you're shedding is because your womb is connected to the everything. It is what allows us to be the oracles and the seers. It is what allows us to give birth to a child. It is reflection of your power as a woman. The fact that you can turn blood into breast milk is powerful as a woman. The fact that before you bleed, you might have PMS symptoms, please make space, my friend, Juji Fern, Hustla, just got married, speaks, please make space, PMS symptoms, is a reflection of us working out what's going on in the collective to allow it to shed within us and out of us. We're powerful. And we are asking to be nurtured as we move through our rhythm, to take care of ourselves when we're not looking linear like the way society wants us to be, working Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, because we're not designed to be that way. We are designed to be cyclical. We have our highs, ovulation. We have our lows, menstruation. We work based on what we feel in our body for the day. That intuition is an aspect of a powerful woman, deep, knowing intuition, connecting to our primal bodies in all of its shapes and sizes, thin, fat, you know, all these negative associations with the word fat, voluptuous, curvy, yummy. Love your belly. See the power of your soul. Claim back your sexuality, your sensuality that has been so shamed. Either you're too sexual or you're not sexual enough. Do for you. Make love for you. Find someone who matches what you want and what you desire. There are far too many relationship programs out there telling women how to be irresistible for a man. Or another woman. It's not even about the man. How to be irresistible for somebody else. How are you going to be irresistible for yourself? That's the new dating programs. Know who you are. Become irresistible for yourself and attract your world. Women have, for thousands of years, forgotten what it means to live for ourselves. We are told that we are not designed to live that way. We are here to be in service to our parents, in service to our husbands, in service to our children, in service to society. We are told to cross our legs, to hold a penny between our thighs, and to be good girls. Then women rebel against this completely, right? And they either went into the business world, they became punk rockers, they had sex with everybody. Not everybody, but went on a revolution. My question is, what of it, of all of it, is any of it really us? Who are we? Who am I? Truly in my power. What is my connection to my voice? Where are my fears in speaking my truth? How do I speak louder, bolder, more effectively, and not be scared that other people won't like me because I am speaking this way? This is your world. This is your reality. If people don't like you the way that you are, and allow them to be triggered and reformulate. Of course, if a lot of people are backlashing at you, then maybe that's time for you to do the internal work to transform. We're working on this together. It is beautiful to be in service to others, but only when you are fully in service to yourself first, and then it overflows in service to others. Same thing goes with relationships. Only can we be in relationship with others when we are completely full and serving to ourselves first, when we know who we are. And we live in a society where no one seems to be doing this across the board. I mean, even in the personal development communities, it is how I can switch myself to be more attractive so I can find my twin flame, and I continuously date these people and work out problems between us that are usually insecurities that aren't even ours. I guess that's a blanket statement that isn't true across the board, but my point is I have seen a mess in communities around sex, around communities around money, around relationship, around. And what I've seen also is a lot of people making a lot of money out of calling themselves educators by playing into core wounds and making them more attractive. So here's an example. Someone who hosts a dating website or a dating website, and part of the dating is learning how to be more attractive to the opposite sex, right? That's a core wound because we're not actually owning who we are. That's playing into a core wound to make money. There's also a bunch of women I call the Barbie priestesses, women who say that they're teaching the priestess arts and their core platforms are on how to make more money, how to look more pretty, and how to find your twin flame. Let's repeat. Money, looking beautiful according to cultural standards, as we have in this society, and how to find your partner and how to be good enough for another, because being complete and whole in ourselves is obviously not as important. This is playing into core wounds in our society, and then putting a spin on it and saying that it's empowering. Sure, we all want our partner. Sure, we all want money. Sure, we all want to look beautiful. But all of this is like this mucky overlay based on Western society's ideals of what's good, rather than our souls knowing of what is good. So I've been looking for the destroyers. This is where we get back to Kali, right? Because I'm in the Kali phase. Destroyers, destroyers of illusions. Look for people who are going to destroy all of the veils and all of the illusions, not giving a fuck if they're going to make millions of dollars off of it. To get really deep into what's real and what's true. Now, what about me? I destroy illusions. And for me, what's real and what's true is not just this physical plane, but many dimensions, many realms, alternate realities, past lives, women who know and remember themselves as priestesses. For me, it has become a perfect trust that the audience that I'm speaking to is dying and craving for someone to dissolve illusions and to speak about the truth of reality from a place that is not based on physical 3D truth. Sure, I can ground it down and go there. I can speak to you from there. But I will never be able to explain 3D reality and physical reality as well if I only look at it from physical reality. I have to look at it from my soul. I have to go into my body, open up my cells, and move into the cosmic universe and every dimension to share with you what's going on with you, right? You, us, all of us together as we are all connected right now. This is a reemergence of the priestess. This is a reemergence of the seer, the oracle, she who knows her power. And in this space, she who knows her power is not going to conform to all the normal ways that we are making money, looking pretty, finding our relationship partners. She is going to live her soul purpose and trust that there is a reason why she is here on earth to speak her truth. And when you do this and you take those huge leaps, watch your world transform. Watch everything shift when you own your brilliance. Take leaps. For those of you still tapped in, let's talk about the fact that blood is shifting right now. Women are having late cycles. It is very common for women cycles, our feminine rhythms, our menstrual flow to shift from new moon to full moon. In big astrological shifts, we all shift. So take care of yourself. We're obviously in a big shift right now. And when you are in a phase of Kali, destroyer, the dark goddess who is going to move us to the light by delving into our illusions, you know, the darkness, to move us through, be creative, be bold, do your art, do your writing, speak up, because this is the motor to change the world. There have been a lot of posts recently on Facebook about owning our darkness as spiritual beings. Because a lot of the Eastern spirituality, a lot of the New Age spirituality has focused on something called love and light, which is what we all are, bypassing the density, bypassing the darkness, bypassing the real humanness. And all it creates is more separation, more judgment, more fear, because guess what? As human beings on Earth, we cannot not stay human. You can try. I have been through so much struggle because of people from New Age communities not wanting to go into the gritty, into the dark. Because why don't we just, because they want to meditate it away. I was living in a house in Ashland, Oregon, and the people I lived with wouldn't let me work with clients on Skype in the house because negative energy, and they fill the house as they are emotionally processing. I've had very similar people not allow me to speak in negatives, because if I speak in negative, it's filling the community or the house or with negative energy. Cursing is definitely not allowed. It's interesting because when I think of each of these people, they all have their Mod Podge of beliefs, because for some of them, sexuality needs to be pure and very spiritual and with one partner. And then, but at the same time, they allow themselves to curse. And then on the other spectrum, you've got the complete opposite scenario. You've got the raw foodists who are so intense with their raw food that it almost looks like an eating disorder. And then you see them judging other people who aren't doing that. And my question, too, is, are we really tapped into our bodies following these very heady doctrines and models? What about believing that what our body wants is the compass, is the key? That our soul, which is directly encoded in our body, knows the way. And you know what? Sometimes the way is messy. Sometimes the way is chaotic. But that's okay, because there is power in the darkness. There is as much evolution in going towards the light as there is going towards the shadow. Eventually, we will pick up the pieces and become stronger. And in the timeline of our life, taking a year or two to pick up the pieces from a trauma really isn't all that long. For those of us who are in it, it's absolute hell. Absolute hell. But it is beautiful to have the perspective of why. You know, why are we in this now? I wrote a post on Kali last week as I was feeling this PMS shift. And the post goes, hurt them. It was Kali speaking through me. Hurt them. When someone does not like your expression, when you are feeling limited because the way you are is hurting others, hurt them. There are times in our lives where there is no choice but to hurt someone. Even with all your nonviolent communication techniques, even with all your good intentions, what you'll notice is that the more you speak with love and beauty, the less the point is going to get across. Sometimes, in order for the highest good of all to occur, sometimes for you to reach your full evolution, you have to hurt somebody else. And that's okay. They will be in pain, and they will pick up the pieces, and then they will become stronger. And later on, they will thank you for it. So what is a powerful woman? A powerful woman is integrated in her light and her dark. She comes from her heart and her belly. She knows when to speak her truth. She knows when Kali is appropriate. She knows when it's time to nurture and be in service. She knows the power of her blood. She knows the power of her aging, that when she gets older, she is a wisdom keeper for the community. She has been through so much. She knows that when she is done bleeding, she has done her service. And she is free, able to guide others. She owns her belly, whether it be thin or fat, whatever shape, it is beautiful. She owns her fertile body. She owns her emotions, her cycles, her flow. she is able to connect with her sensuality and her sexuality and speak what it is that she wants. She knows that her body has the ability to give birth. She is not afraid of the death that needs to occur for herself to transform. She knows she is complete and whole in herself and able to love many, even if her beloved is in the one. She is whole in herself. She knows her worth. She knows she's here for a purpose. So what I suggest on this full moon in Cancer, this emotionally watery moon, is for you to journal about your power. Who are you? What makes you powerful as a woman? What do you need to shed and what do you need to claim in your life? Who do you want to be? And know you are supported. And know that any of those attachments in your life that you chose that now feel limiting, those that you cannot break away from, expand yourself and include them into your greatness. Allow that weight to now be the portal to your liberation. Brainstorm more. Be more. And if you can't manifest outward, manifest inward. Find the joy and happiness within yourself. Take the time to do your art, whatever that may be. Bring the community together in circle. Have your potluck. Do whatever makes you happy. These are things that make me happy. Happy Kali time. Happy full moon. Happy New Year. And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy 2016. I love you. My name is Aurora. You can connect with us at www.rredtent.com. We have Red Tent Priestess trainings and facilitator trainings that you may join. You can work one-on-one with me for coaching, to learn your woman's mysteries, to do this work yourself. We have events all the time and community Red Tents where we all come together and bond with each other. I love you.